Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many, and this word, I am so deeply moved in my spirit as I bring this to you today. So before I release this word, Jubilee, and releasing the Esther decree, let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit to take control, for the Holy Spirit to have only the Holy Spirit say and way through me and into every heart, every life, out into the atmosphere. As God sends his word, it will go forth with Holy Spirit power and might and accomplish all that the Lord is wanting to accomplish at this divine time as he calls his church to align. Father, we love you. Oh, Jesus, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here with us. I ask now that you will speak through me. Holy Spirit, we love and adore you. And we pray that Jesus, who is the very essence of everything, Lord, we pray that Jesus will be lifted up through me, through my life today, as you prophetically have your way and have your say. And I know, Lord, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Holy Spirit, speak, release, and let Jesus be lifted up in everything today, and draw every heart and every hearer closer to you, that we may walk your ways in Jesus' name. Well, I have been moved to tears. My spirit is moved. I'm excited about all the Lord is showing, revealing. If, in all honesty, I'm in awe and I'm overawed with it all. And I just want to say today, what exciting days to be alive. Just on Wednesday, the 19th of this month of March, we're in the Hebrew Jewish month of Adar, which I said means strength. And as I brought last time prophetically, it's the month where annually at this time of Adar, our Jewish brothers and sisters all around the world are told by God in the book of Esther to always commemorate and to celebrate that divine reversal, the overturning and the turnaround that was brought about by Queen Esther and by Mordecai. And as I was about to drift to sleep on Wednesday, the 19th of March, I was woken with a jump as I was actually listening to a podcast as I drifted off. Not somebody I'd ever heard before, but a Bible scholar, theologian by the name of Ken Johnson. You can look him up on, and I would really highly recommend his work and input, BibleFacts.org. And he was speaking about the Dead Sea Scrolls, which obviously were discovered in 1948 in caves in Qumran. And within the Dead Sea Scrolls, he's been unpacking so much that testifies to our Messiah, to Jesus, that prophesies into the days that we are living in and that we are coming into, that backs up our scriptures so dramatically and powerfully. But he said something that had me bolt upright, and that was that as of the 19th of March 2025, the year 5785, it was the Jewish New Year, and according to the Essenes, who were an incredible prophetic Jewish sect, if you like, around the time of before Christ and then right through to 100, 200 years AD, when so many then believers, etc., were, and Jewish believers, persecuted. But what he brought out blew me away. That according to the Dead Sea Scrolls and the calendar contained within the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's not just coming into a new year, but it's also coming into the Jubilee year. Now, that's incredible. we know that we work to our Gregorian calendar, and there's the Jewish calendar that they work to. What I feel the Holy Spirit has enlightened to me, I work via different calendars, and I have to. In the business arena, I have a financial calendar that, believe you me, if you're in business, if you don't get your accounts in on a certain date, whether it's the end of January for you or the end of March or the end of June, whatever your year ends are, and all the different fiscal calendars that we have to work to, and for our financials, we have to go by those. If I decide to ignore that financial calendar, there'll be penalties to pay. Well, so with my calendar, I live in the UK. We work to the Gregorian calendar, so I'm not a nutter. I work to that. And there are biblical and spiritual calendars that are in place. And what was uncovered from the Dead Sea Scrolls just in the last most recent years has great significance, and we don't want to cast that aside, but it's tied in so significantly with what the Lord has been showing me. And I don't have this word all together and all down. These are just from my notes. It's from something that I'm literally living in as I'm releasing this to you prophetically right now, because I do not want to hold back the timings of God. We are coming into such a timing and such an aligning with a Jubilee year. These Dead Sea Scrolls, what that calendar says, it is the final Jubilee before we usher in the millennial reign of the Messiah of Christ, which is absolutely remarkable. We can see the signs of the times. We can see that we're living in the times of the signs, quite literally. And I could tell you, and I could unpack to you so much that is literally being fulfilled right before our very eyes, that shows we are in those timings and those alignings with heaven, and we get to partner with heaven right now. But if this is correct from that calendar, and we've entered into this last 50-year Jubilee season, a Jubilee in Scripture, and it was ordained and given by God to the Jewish people. It's a 50-year period, and the Jubilee year specifically comes after a period of 7 times 7 years, which equals 49 years. Then going into the 50th, the Jubilee, the new Jubilee, there is a year which for, now get this, because we're going to tie in and we're going to align with this prophetically. I'm doing it for my life, and I want you to do it for your life, family, calling, business, church, whatever, for Israel at this time. What the Jubilee year promises and gives to us scripturally: slaves and captives go free. The land returns to the original owner. Wow, just look what's happening right now in Israel and in Gaza. There is actually a prophecy within the Dead Sea Scrolls that states and shows what is actually happening with the land returning and Gaza returning. And it's pretty remarkable, but I don't want to get sidetracked with that now. Just know we are living in exciting times, and I will bring this to you in the days ahead. But for now, I want to stay focused on this Jubilee prophetic word and the Esther royal decree that the Lord wants to release through you and me, through his ecclesia, through his church at this time. So in a Jubilee year, everything that has held you captive, God is bringing release. It's a time of release. It's a time of freedom. It's a time where everything that has been stolen from you, you're going to take back double for trouble, sevenfold everything that's been stolen, and 100-fold for everything that's given to Christ in this life and in the next. That's the promise from the word of God. So land returns to the original owner. Israel is going to take and gain ground in this time. The church is going to take and gain ground. I prophesy it in this time. You will take and you will gain ground from the enemy that he's taken from underneath you this year by the word and by the timing and by the aligning of the Lord in Jesus' name. Freedom, it's a time of debts being cancelled. It's a time of fullness, family, restoration, rest and restoration. Release, bringing forth of the fruitfulness all through his faithfulness within his timing, within his divine aligning. Isn't that exciting? And I see so much that within the story of Esther, as I've been prophetically saying, as the Lord gave me the sign in the skies at the entrance to this month of Adar, which then has led me into so much to see the aligning, whether the seven stars were aligned in the sky with the moon, which makes up to that number eight, which signifies Hebraically anointing and God's fullness and all that goes with that. You can go back and listen to the message from last time to gain all that prophetically, because I don't want to take up time with that today. But what the Lord has been showing me increasingly is, Christine, aligning with my timing. This is my jubilee that has been hidden. The story of Esther is a story where God, literally, his name is not mentioned once. He is hidden. The source of it all, the wonder of our world, is hidden. But his power is at work mightily. He is in the unseen, behind the scenes, working miraculously and dramatically with it all, and the overturning of Haman. And I believe that the Lord would say to us today, very powerfully, that it's time for the house of Haman to be taken down, and the house of the Lord, the house of David, as it can be called in scripture, the house of the Lord to be restored and stand. I'm going to say that again. It's time for the house of Haman to be taken down and the house of the Lord to be restored and to stand at this time and in this last jubilee period of 50 years in this, if we believe what the prophets foretold in those Dead Sea Scrolls and in our scriptures, we know that no man will know the day or the hour, but the Lord wanted us to be aware of the season that we are in, to be like the sons of Issachar who knew how to interpret the time so we could be those with kingdom solution. We could be the Esthers and Mordecais of our days that overthrow the enemy in every way and that arise, declare, decree, so shall it be, that we rule and reign at this time as the Lord would have us to do, because we represent our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, on the earth. And I want to read to you from Esther 7:14, as was commissioned to Esther from Mordecai whenever he brought the word of the disaster that was about to come upon Israel and upon the Jewish people who were in exile there in modern day Iran, actually. And it says, "For if you remain silent at this time, a word for each and every one of us and warning too, because the enemy is within every one of our nations right now. The enemy wants to annihilate and to destroy the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ and Israel, because we are the ones called to bring him glory and to fulfill his works and wonders on the earth. But we've read the end of the story and we know that we win." It says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your families and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? I am declaring and decreeing over you, you have come to your royal position with precision for such a time as this, as I declared last time. We are going to be those who rise in power, who precisely declare the works and the wonders of the Lord, that we are in his aligning and we are in his divine timing. And we are going to see our great God glorified in these days, the former and the latter reigns coming together, giving him great praise." In Esther 8, verse 7 to 8, we see the climax of the story whenever Esther and Mordecai, they had exposed the enemy and they were able to, the king, when a king's decree goes out, it has to stand. But the king then gave them, and it's a picture of our king. Esther going to the king is a picture of us as his royal bride today. We've been given every right. We've been given royal access to the throne of our King of Kings, that we can come before him. And he holds out, just as the golden scepter was held out to Esther, the golden scepter is held out to us. And I believe that golden scepter represents our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I believe that that golden scepter is there where the Lord wants us to take a hold and to come with boldness to his throne. Jesus is our access. Jesus has made a way that we can come with boldness. And it says, then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman. And they have hanged Haman on the very gallows that he prepared to destroy God's people. He was hung on that. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn to good for you too. Because Haman tried to lay his hands on the Jews. Oh, woe is anyone who tries to lay his hand of evil upon you. You are the apple of God's eye. He watches over you and he will break through and come through for you too. You yourselves write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke. That king's signet ring is a picture of the full authority that our king has given to us. It's given to us the Holy Spirit. That's the seal that was given to us, the sign, the very deposit until Christ comes again. He poured out the Holy Spirit upon us. It's like our wedding ring. We wear that betrothal to Christ. We are the very bride of Christ, set apart for him. And the Holy Spirit is with us, is the power through us, is the authority within us, the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones from this world at this time. And the Lord is going to do great things through me and you. Time for the house of Haman and for the house of Hamas. Hamas means violence. And that violence and that evil, wicked enemy that Israel has been striving and struggling and has suffered with. I've lived in the land. I've witnessed it firsthand. That which they have gone through, I believe that that house of Haman, that house of Hamas at this time is coming down to the ground. And Israel is going to take back her land. What's more, it's not Israel's. It is Israel's land, but ultimately it belongs to the Lord. And so it's not even Israel's to give it away. She should never have released the land and given it back, the Gaza Strip in the 90s. I was there working in Israel at the time when all those negotiations were going on, and I was devastated, prayerfully devastated, when Israel was giving back the Gaza Strip and giving it over to, it was given to God's people. It belongs to Israel. It belongs to the Lord, and it's not hers to give away. But hey, that's an aside. I believe that the house of Haman and Hamas is coming down and is being taken down, and the house of David. Oh, the house of the Lord shall stand. Rewrite the royal decree, just as Esther and Mordecai did. We are called to legislate, to rule and to reign. To legislate, I looked it up, it means to perform the function of legislation, specifically to make or enact laws. We are to translate, to mandate, to establish and to regulate, it says here. And what are the laws? The law of the Lord, God's word, to enforce his promises, to stand on God's word and his ways at this time, to rise and shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness, gross darkness covers the earth and gross darkness is over the peoples, but the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. When is the glory to be revealed? In the darkest of times. The Lord is releasing his jubilee, his glory, his fullness upon his children and upon his church. This word is reality in me. I'm experiencing it. It's all I long for. I wake through the night crying out to God for more revelation. It's a time this year, hebraically, as I've said, the year 5785, 2025, the number 5 in Hebrew, it means window. There's enlightenment. There's a time of God pouring out his blessings, his double portion upon us, former and latter rains coming together. Revelation and enlightenment, it's ours at this time. That's why I believe the Lord is bringing these things to light. The Proverbs tell us that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. And it's the honour of kings to seek out the matter, to search it out, to discover, to find, to reveal. And the Lord is, at this time, there is a divine revealing of all that has been concealed. Let's receive in Jesus' mighty name. Let's legislate. Let's rule and reign, just as was given to Esther in this Jubilee time. Let's rise. It was a time of great rejoicing, celebration, when Esther and Mordecai gained the house of Haman and it became the house of God's children. It was a time of great jubilee and rejoicing whenever all of the decrees against the Jewish people were overturned, and they took great, it was a time of wealth exchange, and I believe we can expect that in this Jubilee year. I am declaring, I am decreeing, the Lord woke me through the night and he said, rewrite the decree. And I began speaking over every one of my children. I am literally going to be writing, and I'll give you this as a homework as well. What has the enemy written over your life? Is it lack? Rewrite the decree and bring that back, that decree to the Lord daily. For lack, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am not going to be need-based, but supply-based. And I'm going to keep my eye on the prize. What is your situation you're going through? Rewrite the decree according to aligning with God's word, because this is his timing to bless you. The time to favor you has come. The time is now. It says in the scriptures, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. That was spoken of Mary in Luke 1 verse 45, who was to bring forth Jesus, the Virgin Mary. That, I believe, is a picture of his church at this time. I've taken it for my life. The Lord would say to you, blessed are you who believes his word, who takes God's aligning, his timing, who takes his promises, and there will be a fulfillment for his church, for Israel, of those things spoken to us by the Lord. It says in Luke 1:28, New King James Version, rejoice, highly favoured one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. I believe the Lord's speaking that over his bride right now. He's speaking that over you. Blessed are you. You are highly favoured. The time to favour you has come. And we see as well what I loved about this. A commentator said, for Gabriel to say the Lord is with you could well have meant that Jesus, our Master, our Lord, our Saviour, had been conceived within Mary's womb. That is what Mary was so bewildered by. I believe that to be true. When Gabriel said, the Lord is with you, rejoice, highly favoured one, it's because Jesus was within Mary at that time. Well, Jesus is on the throne of our hearts. Through the Holy Spirit has come and taken up residence there. The Holy Spirit is Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Another way of translating that is where the Holy Spirit is Lord, there is liberty, there is freedom. And those who know the truth will set you free and keep you free. The Lord is leading his church at this time out of deception. We have been deceived greatly over recent years, but God is bringing us into the truth that will set us free and keep us free in the days to come in Jesus' mighty name. Are you receiving this prophetically today? Let me hear from you in the comments. I love hearing from you, and I'm always praying for you too. It says in John 16, 23 to 24, as we rise up, God is calling us to declare, decree, so shall it be. For here is eternal truth. When that time comes, Jesus speaking, you won't need to ask me for anything, but instead you will go directly to the Father and ask him for anything you desire. Remember, we must be in aligning and in God's timing. So our desires, as we surrender our desires are to come into that aligning with heaven, and we will have whatever we ask. It's not to be spoilt little brats. I can remember my daughter saying when she was about 8 years old, oh, if I was a mummy, I'd never make my children go to bed. They could stay up as late as they wanted, and I'd let them eat sweets instead of vegetables. Well, how many of you know that's why she, at 8 years old, wasn't fit to be a mum? God is calling his church, his children, his legislators, his ruling, reigning authority on the earth to maturity at this time, to aligning with him, with his word, to knowing him more and more. You will be my witnesses, says the Lord, and that we may know him and believe him, trust in him with all of our hearts. And we're going to display his miracles, his works, his wonders on the earth, I believe, like never before. Hey, let's get back to this verse. When that time comes, you won't need to ask me for anything, but instead you will go directly to the Father and ask him for anything you desire, and he will give it to you because of your relationship with me, because you're in oneness with Christ, because you're aligned with Christ. Until now, you've not been bold enough to ask the Father for a single thing in my name, but now you can ask and keep on asking, and you can be sure that you'll receive what you ask for. And your joy will have no limits, that your joy may be full. Another translation says, as the bride of Christ, oh, our groom Jesus, he longs to flood our hearts. Our Father longs to fill our hearts with joy. He wants us to ask, to keep asking, to keep legislating, to keep ruling and reigning with him. This is a time of divine reversals, overturnings. It's a time of divine rehearsals for heaven. It's a time where we are to rule and reign with him. Enough is enough. That wicked enemy, that those doubts, those fears, those heartaches and pains, they've had their way for long enough. And I'm declaring today by the word of the Lord, enough is enough. Rise and shine. And to rise and shine means in Hebrew to come up higher. Come above it all, come above all of the mess and the filth of this world, all the confusion, all of the division. Come up higher, come rise, soar on wings like eagles, we are told. Find rest in him continually. Don't stress, rest, rule, reign, legislate again in Jesus' mighty name. Are you receiving this today? And in James 4, 1 to 3, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. There it is again. Come into God's aligning. Come into surrender. Come into oneness with him. Come out of all the ways and the things of this world. We have been through COVID. Was a great time of testing, time of stressing. I believe that that testing time, God is going to bring us from that, those who have been faithful and true, into that time now of great blessing. And we've all fallen short. Let's face it. I love that in God's word, it speaks about repentance. If we did go to the things of this world for our answers, if we went to, oh, I want to travel, so I'm going to go my way in order to travel. If we did things that we now know, and we're seeing the science come out to say that, and just to highlight and to confirm the deception of what we've walked through. I'm not going to go into that in too much detail here. I don't want to be controversial, but I do want to bring the prophetic word and the restoration of the Lord, which is ours in this Jubilee year, because the Lord calls us to then repentance. And as we repent, that word in Hebrew, it means teshuva. And the word repentance, you can think that with repentance, God is calling us to be full of regret, shame, guilt. That word teshuva actually means to return. He's calling us to return to him. It's not that he wants to put us through pain. In truth, let me just read something to you here. Repentance is the Hebrew word teshuva, suggesting its objective is to feel regret, guilt, and shame. In truth, the goal of teshuva is anything but. Teshuvah means to return. So the Lord is calling leaders. He's calling his children. He's calling this world to return to him, to repent of where we've got it wrong, where we've made mistakes, where we have chosen sin and sinful ways, to return to him, to his word. Do better next time, because there is great testing that is ahead, but the God, our God of Israel, our God Almighty, is going to lead us in to the greatest blessing we have ever known and the greatest miracles we have ever seen. I believe repentance is key. Even coming out of all that people have gone through with COVID-19 vaccine, it removes the legal right of the enemy. So many are getting sick. Young people are suffering. Blood clots, heart conditions, so much has been, they call them turbo cancers. These are not conspiracy theories any longer. We have prophetically, we have sounded out the word of the Lord over the last 10 years. We knew that there was a time of testing coming. And yes, I was mocked. That's fine. Do you know what I've repented of? I wish that I could have done more. I wish I'd spoken up more. Yes, it was costly. Yes, it cost position for me in many ways, but I honoured God's voice. And now I'm bringing his voice to you today. This is a year of Jubilee. I believe repentance is key. Returning to the Lord. Yes, repenting of whatever the Holy Spirit shines in our life, his light, so that all darkness can be eradicated. All sickness gone. It removes the legal right of the enemy, and the blood of Jesus can supernaturally speak and work. Complete victory over every contamination in our blood. The blood of Jesus is stronger in our bodies and in our bloodline. That takes humility. So I have come in repentance. Will you come in repentance? Will you come in humility before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to shine his spotlight into your life? And I'm going to pray actually at the end of this, as this is a Jubilee word. It's just coming to me now, and I didn't mean to go off on this tangent at all today, but I'm going to pray for those who, and if the shoe fits, hey, wear it. If this isn't for you, fine, you can just pass this on. But I believe there are those out there that you regret taking that vaccine. The deception and all that surrounded it, I so feel for you. I'm so sorry. The pressure was so immense and so strong. Whether your reasons were to travel or to be able to work, to do your job, well, the Lord is the one in whom we trust. And we are going to repent. And I believe the Lord wants to remove from you the fear. You've heard of different sicknesses and conditions going on. The Lord, we can take the word of God today that his blood is greater. The blood of Jesus covers. Where we repent, where we simply return, the blood of Jesus covers and you go free. Greater is the blood of Jesus within you. And I know there's different ones. They talk about protocols you can take and detoxing. And I'm sure, I'm not a doctor, I'm not speaking medically. I am speaking prophetically. I believe the blood of Jesus is enough. If the Lord chose you to go on any detox programs too, hey, that's over to your own research. But I will say today, repentance, returning to the Lord is key, and then rising prophetically in this year of Jubilee. God says release captives, slaves, those who've been slaves to fear in the past, the fear of COVID and all that motivated our actions. I believe God is going to bring his release. There's a word from the Lord. I didn't mean to say that or to share that, but I've released that today, and maybe I'll do another download and a video specifically on that. I'm just sensing as I'm speaking today to bring more revelation in and around that. And but moving on strong as we wrap this word up today. In the time of Jubilee, God wants captives to go free. We're going to regain land, that which the enemy has stolen from you, from your family, from your finances. You're going to take back ground in this year of Jubilee. We're going to see debts cancelled, freedom and fullness in Jesus' mighty name. Rest and restoration comes within his release. And we're going to see great fruitfulness come forth. so much more I can say. I think I'm going to have to do a part two on this. But for now, I'm going to pray. And we're going to rewrite the royal decree, what the enemy brought against you, what the enemy has written against you. Thank God that through Jesus, through his blood on the cross, the blood of Jesus writes a new ordinance, writes the new law of love and grace, writes his mercy. And I want to just declare in closing, it's just coming to me now, a jubilee word found in Isaiah 61. Jesus spoke it when he stood up in the synagogue at the commencement of his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That acceptable year of the Lord, Jesus was proclaiming, this is all a picture of his jubilee. And through Christ, we live in his jubilee continually, his release, his freedom, don't we? But we've come into a specific timing, I believe. Take what God has for us at this time, and let's take him at his word. And also to say, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus cut, when he spoke in the synagogue, he left it there that he'd come to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, which also was the era, jubilee, and of his grace. That was his first coming. He then sat down and he said, today this is fulfilled in your midst. At his second coming, and this is what justice and judgment, the grace era is closing and opening before us. The time of the Gentiles is shifting. The hand of God is coming back upon Israel. Things are going full circle. And we see here that God says in his word, and the day of vengeance of our God, the day of judgment, the day of God's justice. That is what is being ushered in. That's why we're seeing such revealings, why things are coming to light. Things are coming to the surface right now. Sin is being exposed. Darkness has nowhere to hide. And increasingly in the church, you're going to see more exposures. That's what's been going on over the last few years. That's what all the exposure is about. And there's going to be more, because this is the day of the Lord. Are you ready to pray? And I am going to do kingdom business with you today, as I've launched that prophetic word on those who did bow to the dictates and the pressures of man rather than trusting fully and completely in the Lord during that time of COVID and the pressure. We're going to repent and we're going to pray for the blood of Jesus, to have the blood of Jesus perfect way, because I want to see captives going free. Yeah, no blood clots. The blood of Jesus has no blood clots within his bloodline. So therefore, we're declaring and calling forth the blood of Jesus Christ to wash and cleanse, to make clean today and to purify as we repent. And as we come to the Lord, I believe God is going to bring his release. And for those suffering with fear from that, I really believe this is a word in season today. And just like with Cinderella, hey, if the shoe fits, wear it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now. We thank you for your word that's gone out today in power. Lord, your prophetic timing, we come into that divine aligning. We say, yes, Lord. And Lord, we also come before you as you're bringing us now and calling us forth into the new, into this jubilee of great blessing, overturning, turnarounds, divine reversals, Lord. Father, as we declare and decree, Lord, we come first in repentance. We return to you. We say, Lord, over these recent years, if we have been one who has bowed to the dictates of man, to darkness, to the ways, the things, the pressures of this world, we repent. And we ask, Lord, come and wash us, cleanse us in your precious blood, Jesus. Lord, I ask that the blood of Jesus would wash and make new, make whole, make complete. Lord, and within that repentance is a complete now returning that we know, Jesus, we trust you, that the finished work of the blood and the cross is more than enough. We go free into your destiny and dynasty in Jesus' mighty name. COVID-19 vaccines have no more authority, and the enemy has no stronghold, no foothold, no authority here in Jesus' name. You are overthrown by the orders given through the word of God from the very throne of God in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we embrace you, Holy Spirit. We embrace your jubilee. We will arise, declare, decree. So shall it be as your royalty in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Till next time.